Good morning, good morning, good morning, and it is a Friday morning, and like I said last week, you know, usually I used to say TGIF, but it has been a blessing every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday included, and now we're heading into the weekend, and not just any weekend, Super Bowl weekend! So I always run into this weekend with, I guess bittersweet feelings. One, I love the spectacle, the final championship game, the commercials, and then on the other side, I know that not going to have football to watch until August. So anyway, I hope you have good plans for Super Bowl. Today is Groundhog Day, and that had me thinking, boy, everybody got up this morning, you know, watched their Good Morning America or the CBS show or the NBC show today. What's Punxsutawney Phil going to do? What's Punxsutawney Phil? Is he going to see his shadow or not? Are we going to have winter, more winter or not? And I know it's all fun and games, but it's funny how people put this faith, and I'm going to use faith with a lowercase f, faith in this little rodent. To predict the future. And the thought that crossed my mind this morning is, you know, the best way to predict your future is to create it. The best way to predict your future is to create it. And that's what I'm trying to do every day with my affirmations. I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful that I wake up and my body craves nutritious foods. I'm so happy and grateful that when I put nutritious foods in my body, it reacts with good health, good energy, excitement. I'm so happy and grateful that when I put my belt on this morning, I had to move to a smaller hole size. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm more than one-fifth of my weight on my journey to my weight loss goal. Those things happen because I'm putting my plan into action, because the affirmations create an emotion. My visualization creates a picture of where I want to be. The picture creates an excitement in my gut, an emotion that makes me excited about where I'm headed and makes me make good choices. It makes me make the right choices in what I want to do, what I want to eat, how I want to practice my business, business opportunities that I have. All these decisions that I make day in, day out are affected by my visualizations and my affirmations. And I'm creating my future. I'm creating the future that I want. I can predict my future because I've seen it. I've seen my future because I've created it with the power of my mind, with the power of the two words of creation. I am. I am. You know, those are the words and the name that God gave himself when he spoke to Moses from the burning bush. You know, who can I tell them sent me? I am who is I am. I am. Don't ever discount the power of those words. Start creating your future. Start making it real. Use your creative power, your God-given creative power, to make the future that you want. I am going to make today a great day. Please share this message with your friends, your family. Put it on your social media. I will cross-post this on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Roachell Law Firm, and I'll tweet it out to my followers, twitter.com/Roachell_law. And just do everything you can today to make the future that you want. It's within your reach. Have a blessed day.